Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Microsoft recently held its second Xbox Partner Preview event, showcasing upcoming third-party games for Xbox consoles and Windows PCs. Here's a roundup of the biggest reveals and announcements from the event. Unknown 9. Awakening. Reflector Entertainment shared a new gameplay trailer for this game, set to release in summer. It's been almost 4 years since the game was first revealed. Sleight of Hand. From the creator of Framed, Sleight of Hand is a noir game with stealth gameplay, where players control a private detective using dark magic. It's set to release next year and will be available on Game Pass. The Alters. 11-bit Studios showcased new gameplay for this sci-fi game, although no release date was provided. Players will navigate through a lethal planet, crafting various iterations of themselves. Creatures of Ava. Another game from 11-bit Studios, Creatures of Ava is a non-violent action-adventure set in a world filled with monsters. Players tame these creatures with a flute instead of fighting them. It's set to release this year. The Sinking City 2. After a long legal battle, Frogwares announced the sequel to The Sinking City, set to release next year. Final Fantasy 14. The full release of Final Fantasy 14 will be available on Xbox starting March 21st. Stalker Legends of the Zone Trilogy. The remastered trilogy of the Stalker series was stealth released, featuring Shadow of Chernobyl, Clear Sky, and Call of Pripyat. The First Berserker. Neopal's action RPG got a new trailer following its announcement at the 2023 Game Awards. Persona 3. Reload, Episode AIG's DLC. Atlus announced new DLC for Persona 3 Reload, titled Episode AIG's, which is not part of the original release. Frostpunk 2. The highly anticipated sequel from 11-bit Studios got a release date of July 25th for PC, with a day one release on PC Game Pass. Pre-orders for the Deluxe Edition offer access to a closed beta and early access to the story mode. Capcom's Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess. Revealed at last summer's Xbox Game Showcase, this action game got new details and a release window. Ghost of Tsushima, the popular PlayStation exclusive, is making its way to PC with the Director's Cut Edition set to release on May 16th. This open-world samurai game will include its Iki Island expansion and online cooperative mode, Legends in One Package, priced at $59.99 in the US and £49.99 in the UK on Steam. The PC version of Ghost of Tsushima will feature support for upscaling and frame generation technologies such as NVIDIA DLSS 3, AMD FSR 3, and Intel Xeass, as well as NVIDIA Reflex and image quality, enhancing NVIDIA DLAA. While specific system requirements were not shared, the game will support a variety of widescreen monitors, including ultra-wide, super ultra-wide, and 48:9 for three monitors. It will also feature an unlocked frame rate and various graphics options tailored to different hardware configurations, from high-end PCs to portable gaming devices. Players on PC can expect full support for mouse and keyboard with fully customizable controls. Pre-purchasing the game on Steam will unlock additional bonuses, including a New Game Plus exclusive horse, Traveler's attire outfit, and broken armor dies from Baku's shop. Studio co-founder Brian Fleming expressed excitement about Ghost of Tsushima's PC release, noting that it marks a first for Sucker Punch, whose previous work has been console exclusive. With Nixes handling the porting, the studio anticipates delivering an exceptional experience to PC players. Epic's return to iOS faces a setback, as Apple's lawyers have described the gaming company as verifiably untrustworthy in a recent letter. The letter from Apple's legal team asserts that Epic's prior actions have undermined trust in its ability to comply with the developer agreement, leading to the termination of Epic's developer account. This termination has paused Epic's plans to release a third-party app store on iOS. The letter cites CEO Tim Sweeney's public criticism of Apple's proposed Digital Markets Act, DMA, compliance plan as a contributing factor to the decision. Sweeney's statements, including a thread on Twitter, were characterized by Epic as speaking out against Apple's unfair and illegal practices. This development comes after Apple reinstated Epic's developer account weeks ago, following a legal battle that began in 2020 when Epic introduced a direct payment system into the iOS version of Fortnite. Epic's initial actions led to the termination of its developer account and a high-profile legal dispute with Apple. In January, Epic announced plans to launch an EU gaming store within iOS and bring back the iOS version of Fortnite, following Apple's obligation to open up the App Store to comply with the EU's Digital Markets Act. The DMA aims to address power imbalances among large tech companies like Apple and Microsoft, aiming for a fairer and more competitive digital marketplace. Epic concludes its blog post by affirming its commitment to fighting for true competition and choice on iOS devices, both in Europe and globally, emphasizing the importance of addressing the power imbalances within the digital marketplace. Arrowhead CEO Johan Pihlstedt has refuted recent rumors suggesting that Sony is acquiring the studio behind Helldivers 2. Despite Helldivers 2 being published by Sony Interactive Entertainment, Arrowhead remains an independent Swedish studio. Following the success of Helldivers 2 on PlayStation 5 and PC, speculation emerged that Sony might be in talks to purchase Arrowhead. However, Pihlstedt responded to these rumors on Twitter, dismissing them as fake. He pointed out that the logo used in the rumor post was outdated, dating back to around 2008, when the studio was just starting out. In response to another tweet expressing hope for the acquisition, Pihlstedt reiterated that he had no prior knowledge of such discussions and indicated that the rumor was unfounded. This reaffirms Arrowhead's status as an independent studio, despite its collaboration with Sony on Helldivers 2. Mojang has announced exciting news for Minecraft players. After 13 years since wolves were first introduced to the game's Java Edition beta, the developers are finally adding new variations to these beloved creatures. In a recent blog post, Mojang revealed that they are testing 8 new wolf variants for the game's upcoming update. Each of these new wolf variations will inhabit its own biome and have its own level of rarity. Additionally, the original wolf, now called the Pale Wolf, will still be present in the taiga biome alongside the new variants. While these revamped wolves are not yet available in the official release of Minecraft, players can test them out by installing the latest snapshot. This update also includes the highly requested feature of wolf armor. Funcom, the Norwegian game developer, is in the process of creating an open-world survival MMO set in the Dune universe called Dune: Awakening. In a recent digital showcase called Dune Direct, Funcom unveiled new details and provided a glimpse into the world of Arrakis, along with showcasing gameplay footage. The latest trailer for Dune: Awakening, subtitled Survive Arrakis, is visually stunning, showcasing the extreme conditions of the planet Arrakis, including its harsh climate and gigantic sandworms emerging from the sand. The trailer highlights the survival aspects of the game, depicting the player gathering materials and navigating the vast open world. Powered by Epic's Unreal Engine 5, Dune: Awakening promises an immersive experience with detailed particle effects, lighting, and character design. Funcom also released several screenshots showcasing the game's world and a featurette titled Creating Worlds, chronicling its development journey from book to movie to game. During Dune Direct, creative director Joel Bylos discussed the game's survival mechanics, which build upon the base-building elements of Conan Exiles. Players will be able to share blueprints between each other and learn abilities from the great schools of the universe, such as becoming a Bene Gesserit and using abilities like compelling enemies to come closer. Regarding sandworms, Bylos explained that they serve as a tension mechanic, as they cannot be killed but must be avoided. Players can lure them into enemies or friends or use ornithopters to evade them. Funcom has been conducting closed betas for Dune, awakening for several months, with plans to gradually bring in more players over time. Bylos emphasized that the game will be released when it's ready, without rushing the development process. Players interested in participating in closed betas can sign up on the game's official website. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.